Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, with your hosts, Francine Humphrey and Veronica McMillan. We are so excited to be with you tonight in this glorious holiday season. We hope each and every one of you are doing well tonight and starting to celebrate and kind of get in the Christmas mood if you haven't done so already. This is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We thank you so very much. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well because we could not do this show without you. We are just thrilled with the rate of our listenership, how you have been supporting us throughout 2018 and all the years before that. We thank you so very much. First-time listeners, we want to welcome you to Issues Concerning Women, and we want to just let you know that we are here for you if you have a need or if you're interested in learning more about us. Please give us a call, and we're going to give you those numbers after the show. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women, families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. And my co-partner and my partner in crime, Veronica McMillan, how are you, Veronica, tonight?
I am fine on this rainy Thursday night, Francine. How about you?
I'm doing well. It's been raining all day. I've been trying to have a happy mood, and I'm like, I'm kind of like up and down like a little roller coaster today, but, you know, all is well. All is well. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you again to our listening audience, and I just want to tell you a little bit about Veronica and what she does, and then we're going to jump right into the program. Veronica McMillan is the CEO and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and she helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show. All right, Veronica. Let's get into it tonight. It is the end of the year. We've been talking about being in the black. We've been talking about our strategies and things that we're going to do. If, you know, we're going to move forward in our organizations and our businesses. And so let's talk about that tonight. How can we be better than we were this year going into the new year?
You know, when I was sitting here, I've had two major decisions to make over the last, you know, couple of days that basically, you know, sort of bittersweet. And I thought about, you know, writing down all of, you know, accomplishments for 2018. And so looking into, you know, plans for the new year. And something that we don't really talk about that often is that I think as we're moving into the new year that we have to look into, look at it from two perspectives, personally and professionally. And so in terms of, you know, making plans for 2019, basically I think we have to do it in retrospect in terms of how did our 2018 go? And then, you know, kind of set the mark higher. And this is sort of kind of, you know, what I was thinking about in terms of, you know, what I'm doing, what I've accomplished, or what I did not accomplish. But I wanted to, first of all, look at it for it from a personal level first as you plan, you know, for moving forward. And this may help our listening audience as they, because all of us are looking at, okay, We pray and hope that God will give us another day, that we pray and hope that God will give us that opportunity to enter into 2019. So we got 12 days, Francine, before we get there. And so as I was sitting down here writing this down, I said, personally, the plan for the new year is basically take my time. I think for 2018, I found myself almost in a rush, you know what I mean? Like rush to get there, rush to make that happen, pushing when I should have just said some things. You just have to you have to allow them to mature. You have to allow them to come to you. You have to be able to not be going 1,000 miles per mile, you know, per second. And for me, I know for myself, I get in that space real quick. You know, I'm taking on 4 or 5 projects in terms of because I still work. I still teach outside. You know, I teach at school, and then I do some PRN work, and then I got this nonprofit and all of that stuff. And I found myself in a rush. You know what I mean? And so for me, plans for the new year, one thing that I wrote down here personally is to take my time. And then I wrote professionally what I wanted to do was to reassess how I'm doing business. And what I mean by that is basically looking at, you know, pricing and all that stuff. Because one of the things that I did in 2018, I think I dumbed down my cost. No, I'm not think. I know I did. You know what I mean?
Right,
dumbing down,
right.
Meaning that basically the fee was $1,200. Why did it end up being $900? Or the fee was $500. Why did it end up being three? You know what I mean? And so you have to. So for those of you all who are listening to us in our conversation this Thursday night, basically professionally, I one of the things that I plan to do in the new year is to reassess how I'm doing business, Francine. So you take it away,
great.
Ma'am.
All right, great. And so we're on the same wavelength, even though we did not talk about this. I wanted to talk about measuring. How do we measure where we've been and where we're going? Because if we can't, just what you just said, if we're not measuring, looking at the numbers, looking at how much time we spent to do something, how we should have said no to certain things, that took up so much of our time, and use it more towards developing and growing ourselves personally, because that's one part of it. When you say personal development, what do I need to do to make sure that I'm okay going into the end of this year, going into the next year? What do I have to look at to make sure that I'm not concerned about the things that I've been concerned about without really going into any detail? And so when you start to look at how we measure, and this is so on point, and you know, and I just have to thank God for this, because we didn't talk about this. We were like, we're going to get on the show tonight, and we're going to just, you know, and be truthful, because that's what we do. And we come from a place of, this is how we know that we're supposed to be doing what we're doing. When we're looking at what we're doing and we're able to critique ourselves, we don't have to wait for somebody to tell us that this wasn't a good thing for us to do this year. We already know that it wasn't. And I'm sure the audience is in the same space if they're really being true to themselves. You know, we take on projects that we, again, if it was $1,200, why did it become $900? Did I not value myself enough to get paid when I know it, even if it was $1,200, it should have probably been $2,400, you know, but I was trying to figure out how my customer or my client could afford me. And again, we touched on this last week, that everybody's not our client. Everybody's not our customer. You know, we share information. We have all kinds of people listening to our radio show. And that's one of the things that when I'm looking at measuring, who are we reaching and who is our target audience? So we really have to be looking at that and then focusing on the areas that we need to focus on. And then on the business side for me, and some of the things I wrote, is growing and developing the business. So it requires me to look at, am I taking on more than I can chew trying to do it by myself? Is it time for me to start looking at other ways to do this and make it be profitable for me and anybody else that I work with? And even if I don't take on a partnership, how can I work with other organizations who can afford my services, who can fall out when I say it's $2,400, you know? How do I make sure that I'm doing that? And I have not shared this with Veronica yet, audience, and I'm going to share this right now. I have an offer from an international organization. This is my first one. I've been on LinkedIn for a while now, and they submitted a proposal to me. Now, the one thing, you know, it's awesome and all of that, but I really have to know that this is something that I should be doing at this particular time in my business. It's not about the money all the time, even though I need money. But why would I take on a six-figure project if I can't yield them the results that they want? So I really, really have to look at this thing. And so I hadn't, because it just happened yesterday, so I hadn't had a chance to share it with Veronica. So this is what we're talking about. When the big deals come, are we going to be ready to move forward with them or do and look at ourselves for who we really are and know that this is something that we can do? Because we're just in the negotiating stage at this point, but I have to be really clear on what is expected of me, how I will be getting paid, and how I can produce what they want from me. So that's all I got to say about being going out this year. You know, so I'm really excited, but at the same time, knowing if we're true to ourselves, is, you know, am I going to be able to take this proposal and turn it into a signed contract, you know, so there.
So,
Veronica,
so
take it away.
I wrote down some things that I wanted us to basically in terms of 2018 going into 2019. So one of the things that I wrote down, for those of you all who listen to us as well, you might also want to do this, lessons learned from 2018. And again, going back with that theme, the theme again, personally and professionally. And the lesson for me personally is that you really have to believe people. Here's a way to put this. You have to pay attention more to what they're doing than what they're saying when it's personal. Because again, when you look at it from a personal standpoint, we're talking about the character of an individual. Because I think that speaks volumes when it comes, because people, you know, people got a lot of mouth service, and I can do this and I can do that, and I'm not doing this and all of this stuff, and so personally, you really have to watch what they are doing more so than what they are saying, so that you then can come away and assess, you know what I mean, the character of that individual. Do I want that individual as my client? Are they going to be more work for me than it would be, you know, just saying, hey, this is what it is. And not going to do that. And then on a professional level, basically knowing that there are some ties that you just got to cut. You know, you don't want to say everybody's your customer, because everybody isn't your customer. And then for relationships that you've been in, that you've given more than what you've gotten out. And will that be, you know, a hindrance to you in moving forward? And especially when you're looking at it from a business standpoint, we both primarily, you know, you have the for-profit side and I got the non-profit side, but they both run exactly the same. And so you still got to have a level or a base of people who you can do work with. But if that base of people is causing more trepidation and pain and craziness and, oh, my God, I wish this client would hurry up and be over with kind of thing, then that professional issue, I should have cut that cord way at the beginning rather than, and that's a part of I know for me, a challenge, and it has been a challenge all of my life, is that basically I go all in thinking that it's going to be reciprocated back toward me when, you know, and I'm in this relationship with you from a business standpoint, and I'm thinking I'm doing all this, and I'm thinking that you're going to do all this, and that's not happening, but they're showing you all the time that's not what's happening, so why am I holding on, Francis? So it really means that that really, really being careful about who you say yes to, I guess to the point that you were just making in terms of, am I going to accept this, or is it going to be more work? Because, again, people can always spin things like, it's the shiny thing. It looks so good. It's the neon sign. And you're going to go there and this, that, and the other, and it's so big. And then when you get you know, behind the curtain, you realize, dang, that's over there. I got to clean that up. That's over there. Yes. That person, I'm really doing that. So now I got 15 titles that I'm doing. when you told me that I only was going to do X, Y, Z. So I think we have to look at lessons learned for 2018 personally and professionally.
Absolutely, and I agree 100%. And to piggyback on that, we have to figure out a new way of connecting, learning, and thinking when we're talking about business development and growing our business on either side, personal or professional. You know, and just what Veronica was saying, when we're in relationship with people on the personal side and we think we know this person because, you know, we work with them for a while and, you know, we see that, you know, they're really trying to grow their business and we really stick our neck out there to really help them. And when you get your head cut off, you acting like you surprised, but you kind of, you saw it, you know, you really saw it. They really showed you who they were, but you kept thinking, you know, they're not going to do that to me because I'm her, you know, I'm not necessarily her friend, but I'm a colleague and an associate, and we've been working together, and we want to support each other. And but you're not, again, reciprocation is not coming back to me 100-fold. You know, I'm going all out with it. I don't really even have anything to do with it anyway. I'm just trying to help the girl out, you know, and trying to really, really make sure she has what she needs so that she's successful. And see, and that's my problem too, Veronica. I wear my heart on my sleeve. So if you say, you know, hey, I need help with this, can you help me? I'm like, yes. But if you know that this is my business, then you should be knowing a invoice is coming. And you should not even be a question about, oh, I thought you were just helping me out. No. You know that this is what I do for my business. So when you call me and ask me, I know you do, you know, thus and so. And I'm like, yeah, well, I need help with. My thing is you are asking me as a professional, nothing about our friendship. You are asking me, one professional to another, to work with you on a project. So why are you acting inconsiderate, I'll use that word, because I was trying to think of another word. When I send you an invoice, you act like I hurt your feelings. That you were expecting that. We're in business, and I think we have to be about our business, Veronica. You know, we have to always, and I guess the thing that, and you know, you and I have talked about this all year long, you know, why are we assuming that people really understand who we are and what we do, because they really don't. So to me, it's like you're being taken advantage of, and nobody wants to be taken advantage of. Nobody wants to be played for a fool, you know, and you don't even know the effect of what you have done has caused to, one, the relationship, and two, to that person's livelihood, because the hours that they spent helping you do something, they could have been working with somebody who was really going to pay them, and you knew that you weren't. So now that I have an attitude, you can't understand why. But you affected my whole month, because my thing is about my accounts receivable. My money needs to come in so that I can pay the bills. And when it doesn't come in, because I'm not a, you know, multi-million dollar company, and, you know, and one day maybe the Lord will bless me that I will be, but regardless of that, I still need to get paid for what I do. And it's not about that I'm chasing the money, but I have to value myself more than you value me, obviously, because obviously you didn't value me at all. You know, you saw an opportunity for somebody that you knew. You know how we are. And people that know us, Veronica, they know that. They know if somebody says, hey, Veronica, can you help me? Sure. You know, of course, I'll be glad to help you. But if you know that's what Veronica does, and the next words out of your mouth should be, and how much is that going to be? Because one thing that I've learned, Veronica, is we train people how to treat us. We talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
We train people how to treat us. And if that's not the words that are coming out of their mouth, then the next words out of our mouth should be, how do you want me to build this? 2 weeks, 30 days. No longer than that, you know. You can pay it in two pieces. You know what I mean? Down payment today, the next in 15 days, you know. So looking back on lesson learned, hard lesson, Veronica, that's a hard one because we want to help. We want to nurture. We want to lift our sister friends up, whether they're, and, you know, and sister guys, you know, and guy friends, you know, and anybody that comes to us, we want to help them. But if I'm spending 2 hours with you helping you do something and you know this is my job, and then you go, oh, okay, see you later, girl.
That's not good.
Wrong client. But you value me enough to come and ask me for assistance. But you didn't value me enough to pay me. So anybody that's out there that's listening to this, we just want you to think about that. So when you go to your colleagues and associates, are you going to get a handout or are you going to help another brother and sister in business? I just want them to think about that, Veronica. And I'm going to leave that alone.
And this is across relationships, too, not just in business, but in church, you know, with family, you know, with all this stuff, looking, you know, across every relationship that you have because it impacts you. So it impacts you in a way that that's deeply hurtful after you've gone through and you've done that and over again. So, again, that's why I had to just kind of take a, you know, a look in review and say, you know, what did I do? Because again, I have to, you know, I have to take ownership of the mistakes that I've made and the things that I've allowed, you know, others to do to me rather than taking a stand for it and just saying, well, this is not going to be it. So, and moving forward, you know, definitely you have to go back and just lessons learned so that you see that. But then I wrote down here, I said, what not to do in 2019. And so that, that sort of kind of piggybacks on what we were just saying. I said stay in a relationship longer than you should, especially if it's not beneficial to you. Once you know that this client basically, because we kind of get, you know, you get in there, they make the first payment, then they're heating and hard over the next one. And then they want you to dumb it down a little bit. Well, can you take this away from that? And then I can do this. And then that should have been ours. Like, listen, at this particular point in time, what I've done is this amount. And until you're able to do this, let us just cut it off for right now and then move on. Right. And then there's something that I heard T.D. Jakes say. He's, this is probably about maybe I would say at least 3 or 4 months ago. I heard him say this. He said that once people get familiar with you, they start to lose respect for you, especially when you, you know, you gave it to them one time, you discounted it $200, you know. Then the next time, here they come back 6 months later, and then they're like, remember you gave me that for two, you know, discounted me for 200? It's almost like they're trying to get the hookup. And this is part of it because, you know, they have this familiarity with you that they, you know, I know she's got a good heart. She loves helping. She do this, that, and the other. And, and it's almost as if you're being taken for granted. And then they devalue the service that you have. And now they don't want to do it. And so I just basically said what not to do in 2019 is stay in relationships that are not beneficial to you, whether that be personal or whether that be professional. You just have to cut those ties. As I said today, I mean, like over the last, you know, day or two, I had to make a very a deeply moving decision, but it was for the benefit of myself because staying in it was not to my good. You know what I mean? I'm just like at what point do I get supported? You know what I mean? And I think that people got to understand that you don't you in business basically. Yes, you know that you're either consulting or you're coaching or you're mentoring or you're basically doing pro bono or what have you. But you still cannot be taken advantage of. You also need to be supported. It needs to be reciprocal. And when it doesn't become reciprocal, you then have to then reassess the relationship and say, is this to my benefit so that I don't come away feeling hurt? You know what I mean? So I don't come away feeling like, oh, man, I just sort of kind of got the bad end of the deal here. So that was my what not to do in 2019, Francine. So what would you add to that?
And I think for me, the same kind of thing, you know, feeling some kind of way about it, you know, without really, you know, like beating ourselves up about it, because again, this is growing, and it's called growing pains for a reason, because it's painful when you have given your time and energy and expertise to other individuals, and again, expecting to get the same thing in return, and maybe they are not able to help you in a way that you can help them, but they can help you in other ways, and they can say,
right,
hey, Veronica, what can I do to help you with thus and so and thus and so, because you've been such a great supporter of me or
mm-hmm.
my family or my organization or whatever, you know. And
right.
I think the other thing that we have to look at, and as business owners and, you know, and you, Veronica, with a nonprofit, that we have to go after what we want in a way that is more professional, you know. And
right.
we've been doing that. And I think in the last few months, we've kind of turned some things around since our last board meeting, you know,
mm-hmm,
and looking
mm-hmm.
at how we can make those more professional contacts. I think that's going to be great for us going into the new year,
mm-hmm.
and to not take it personally, you know. So if that person is not who we thought they were and they showed us who they were the first time, we need to believe them. And we need
that's
to be
right.
okay with that and say, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know what? This is
yep.
what she wanted. She got what she wanted, but she'll never get it again. Or this is what
right.
he told me he was going to do. He didn't
mm-hmm.
do it, so
mm-hmm.
let me leave
right.
him alone, you know. And so,
right.
and we
yep.
need to move on. And I think that's just where we are. And I think, again, it's called the growing pains for a reason, because it is hurtful. And it is, to me, and even if they don't mean to be deceitful, it is, you know.
Right.
Because when
yep.
it comes to somebody's livelihood and you are not concerned about that, you're only concerned about your own, what does that say
mm-hmm.
about you?
Mm-hmm.
And again,
mm-hmm.
what you just said, you devalue me because, again, you know I'm kind-hearted or I care for people,
mm-hmm.
and you
right.
took advantage of that. And so to me, it's very disheartening. And again, and we don't
mm-hmm.
want to, you know, beat a dead horse, but we have to really say that. And so the
right.
the last thing for me, and what I was talking about on my list was redefining who I am as
mm-hmm.
a businesswoman and
right.
resetting my boundaries as a
right.
professional and as a businesswoman with my clients and my organization. So, Veronica, we were dead
mm-hmm.
on.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
It always happens
absolutely.
Like that.
It does. It does. And so we had about 3 minutes, Veronica. So you want to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, and if they're looking to, you know, be a part of any of your upcoming programs? Because I know you're going to be doing some great things this weekend. You want to talk about that, and then we're going to kind of wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the way to contact me is email me at lesemail.com or just call me at 757-572-0974. And this weekend we're going to be collaborating with one of our community partners because we have a heart for the community and outreach. We're doing a Christmas party with the seniors and giving gifts to their grandkids, and that's going to be at 1:30 on Saturday at the Lambert's Point. Community or rec center or near ODU in Norfolk, Virginia. So that's sort of kind of what we're doing this weekend to round out our Christmas holidays.
Absolutely wonderful. And to add to that, on Sunday morning at our church, we're going to have our Christmas Eve breakfast, the Eve before the Eve. So if anybody's looking to come and fellowship with us, we really would love to have you. And I think that'll be our last major event for the year, you know, so we'll be really wrapping it up and just getting ready to spend time with our families. And if you would like to contact
mm-hmm.
me, my number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. Well, Veronica, we have come to the end of another fantastic show.
Wonderful.
Yes. And I'm really, really hoping that every individual that's listening to the sound of our voices has a very Merry Christmas, and I know you would want to wish them well as also. So go ahead, Veronica, take it away, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, so just saying, just Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a wonderful, happy, and prosperous New Year. And our prayer is that we will see you all. We'll be on the air next Thursday. I didn't know, Francie. We didn't even say that.
Well, we didn't say, let's play it by ear. Let's play it by ear because I know it's family time. And if we are going to do it, then we'll post it next week. Go ahead and post it because I know I want everybody to have their family time. So thank you very much. Thanks again for tuning in. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.